Yeah, a little segment here called What's on SENZ this weekend and what's already happened overnight on SENZ. And staggering result. I can't get over it. Such a hard comp to pick. In fact, someone texted in before and said an NRL tipping comp was once won by someone picking based on which mascot would win a fight between them. Okay, fair enough, Sean. Thanks for that. I can't tip them. I really can't. I got that one wrong last night. But what do you make of it, Logan?
Just trying to think. Bulldogs mascot versus Warriors mascot. I'm going for the Warriors. Eels versus Panthers, mate. Battle of Western Sydney. I love this, especially for all the Parramatta fans out there, the ones that we know on the show that are dear to our hearts, Ricardo, Lavina. I'm sure there's more out there that are hiding in the woodwork. They haven't had the best start to the season, but man, this will get them up for sure. But Nathan Cleary going for the 2-point field goal to tie it up and force extra time. Beautiful stuff here on ECN.
Here we go, Cleary. He goes for the 2-point field goal. Nathan Cleary, he's latched onto it. Cleary, he has kicked one of the most remarkable 2-point field goals. Champion pressure. Some eaten by it. And Nathan Cleary was hungry.
Oh, what about Gutherson's going, please miss. He actually caught it. But it went over the post.
That was ridiculous.
Unbelievable. I've got hairs on the back of my neck and on my arms.
Huge call there by our Joel Kane, Brett Camorley, and Mark Spud Carroll, of course. And then it goes to the golden point. Mitchell Moses, he's just been extended to the Parramatta Eels, and he rewarded them with this.
So can he get himself in position here? Moses is there now. Here's Moses now set for the kick. This is the last for Parramatta. They're 15 metres out. Ball goes back. Mitch Moses kicks it. $1 million Moses. There's a million reasons why they've backed him in. And Parramatta now have their first win of the season. They had to go the long road. It was a long old road. It was a great kick from Cleary. But Moses has taken them to their first win against the team who gave them so much pain in the grand final. Parramatta 17 defeat the Panthers 16.
How good, Smithy.
I thought that was brilliant. Love that coverage too. Absolutely love the vibe coming through with the coverage there. So that was a terrific call. We got the Storm and the Tigers tonight from Amy Park. So that's here on SENZ. I really want to focus on Saturday. Tell us a wee bit more about Saturday at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, very special tribute to one of the greatest ever play rugby league, John Sattler, or father of Scott Sattler, who's also very near and dear to our hearts here at SEN and SENZ. We're doing a special one-hour tribute show from 6 p.m. Smithy, so make sure you tune in for that, or if you do miss it, it will be up on all the usual podcast channels. And then following straight into that, our very own Mark Stafford is going to be commentating the Steel versus the Magic in the ANZ Premiership netball. And then there's the big one, Smithy. You talk about vibe, you talk about feel, and the commentary here on SENZ. I don't know if it gets much bigger than the Warriors, the One New Zealand Warriors being back at Mount Smart Stadium, and you got Sam Hewitt and Tony Kemp on the call. That's going to be a big one from 3 p.m. Sunday.
Look forward to that. Absolutely do. Look forward to the netball with Staff as well, because the Southern Steel have not had a win. And here they've got an opportunity to post that first one, so Staff might be able to call out. Yes, Sam Hewitt and Tony Kemp do a terrific job in tandem, highlighting the atmosphere at Warriors games. But this will be something special because, it's their sentimental home, which is Mount Smart Stadium. They haven't been able to get there because of concerts and the draw and slightly later rounds, but they are back. They are back here from 3 p.m., so we'll be covering that on Sunday. It should be something really special.